Rosh Chodesh Teves, Aleph Teves, Zion Chanukah, Tuesday the 19th of December, Rabbi Avraham Heksha, Matis Yahu Ben Yochanan. Name sounds familiar.
Thank you. We've been saying it for 7 days now.
Yes.
I don't want to focus on a very simple translation question, grammatical question. And if it may come as a surprise, and you think, why am I telling you now the end of Chanukah rather than the beginning? Originally, I was supposed to get tomorrow's slot. So we've gained one day. The question is as follows: Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Just these few words, there's two ways how to read it. And the question is, which one is correct? The question is, where to put the comma? Do you say, Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan, comma, Kohen Gadol? In other words, who was the Kohen Gadol? Matisyo. Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan. Who was? This Matisyo was the Kohen Gadol. Or perhaps, Bimei Matisyo, comma, ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. In other words, who exactly was the Kohen Gadol? Was Matisyo the Kohen Gadol? Or was Yochanan the Kohen Gadol? We've been saying it many, many times, for many years. Bimei Matisyo ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol. Perhaps we never stopped to think exactly who was the Kohen Gadol. To open your siddur and to find where the printers decided to put the comma in is perhaps not something we should rely on, especially because most of the doing probably don't have a comma there. It just needs explanation, needs clarification, who was the Kohen Gadol. So we're going to start with the Tshuvas HaRashba, a very interesting shayla. The Rashba in Chosh Mishba, the Beis Yosef in Chosh Mishba brings the Rashba. Chosh Mishba Tzimin Memtes. The question was as follows. The Malva comes to Beis Din, and he takes the Ashta Achoyim. The Amish Chodesh Nisan, Tovshin Ayin, I lent money to Yosef ben Shimon. Now remember, in the days of Rishonim, there were no surnames. Yosef ben Shimon. Now, the problem was there were two Yosef ben Shimons in town, and both of them obviously said it wasn't them, it was the other Yosef ben Shimon who borrowed money. If one of them would have admitted, things would have been a lot simpler. But none of them admitted. They both said the other one borrowed the money. The mother comes to Basin, I've got a shtar, I lent money to Yosef ben Shimon, and Basin don't know which Yosef ben Shimon is. But there is one difference between, we've got Yosef ben Shimon number one and Yosef ben Shimon number two. On the shtar, it says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Ayin, I lend money to Yosef ben Shimon, Nun Reish. Now Nun Reish stands for Notre Rachmona, the Rebbein Shem should watch him. We would perhaps write Sheyichye or Shlita. So we'll change it to put in our language, not Nun Reish, Sheyichye, Shlita. It said in the Shtar, I lend money to Yosef ben Shimon, Shlita. Now, on that date of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tavshin Ayin, there were two Yosef and Shimons. One of them, their father Shimon, was still alive. And the other one, the father Shimon, was already dead. Now the question, it says the Rashba, if it says on the Shtar, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tavshin Ayin, I lend money to Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, does that mean that I can say, prove they must be this Yosef ben Shimon whose father was still alive on Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tavshin Ayin when I lend the money? Says the Rashba as follows: Kosta v'Rashba shenishar al shnei Yosef ben Shimon in one town, v'yotza shtachoyv al Yosef ben Shimon, v'aviv shelecha mehem kvameis b'shar salvor. One of the Shimons was had already passed on, and the other one was still alive. And it said in the shtar, ni Yosef ben Shimon, nunrei shlita, etc. Can we rely on that to prove that it was this Yosef ben Shimon whose father was still alive? Says the Rashba. Near Dava Simon. Yeah? If it says Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, obviously which Yosef ben Shimon did it mean? Yosef ben Shimon, the one whose Shimon was still alive, because it said Shlita. And therefore this mother can go and claim the money from the Yosef ben Shimon whose father was still alive. In other words, the Rashba understood that when it says Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, that the Shlita is going on Shimon. The father on the Shimon. Says the Beis Yosef, Veli Nira Adelai Hava Simon. Doesn't prove anything. When it says Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, who says the Shlita is going on the Shimon? Maybe the Shlita is going on the Yosef. Yosef ben Shimon Shlita. And therefore, the fact that one of the Yosef and Shimon, at the time of the Halvah, the Shimon was already passed on, the father Shimon was already not alive anymore. Yeah. That doesn't prove that he wasn't alive. Perhaps the Yosef and Shimon Shlita, perhaps the Shlita goes on Yosef and not on Shimon. So we have in Machlokes, the Rashba on the Beis Yosef. When I have a Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, does the title Shlita go on the father Shimon or on the son Yosef? The Rama sticks up for the Rashba, defends the Rashba against the question of the Beis Yosef, and he says, no, if you're going to tell me that Shlita would have been referring to the son, then it should, like the Beis Yosef wanted to say, then it shouldn't have said Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, it should have said Yosef Shlita ben Shimon. And for the fact that it says Shlita at the end, says the Rama, proves that Shlita is referring to the father and not to the son. We'll see. So we seem to have a machlokes over here. Whenever I have so and so, Ploini ben Ploini, with a title afterwards, do I refer the title to the father, in other words, the name which is immediately precedes the title, Shimon Shlita, or can I say that the Shlita which is written at the end goes back to the son? The Shach, then Choshen Mishpat in Shulchan Aruch, he discusses it further, and he says no. He says that he goes with the Beis Yosef. Who's the subject? Who are we talking about here in the Shtar? Who did this Malva lend money to? He lent money to Yosef and Shimon. So who's the real subject we're talking about here? Yosef. He's the person who the Malva lent to. Therefore, just for identity's sake, nowadays we have surnames, they didn't have surnames, so they added in Ben so-and-so, but really the subject of the Shtar is the Yosef. And therefore, whatever titles we add on at the end, Shlita, etc., will always refer to the person we're talking about. And he brings the Raya, he quotes a Tshuvas Maranach. And if you look in the Ranach, he brings a couple of examples. David ben Yishai Melech Yisrael. Who was the Melech Yisrael? David or Yishai? David. Yishai wasn't the Melech Yisrael. And Yishai wasn't the Melech Yisrael, David was. And nevertheless, we say David ben Yishai Melech Yisrael. Why don't we say David Melech Yisrael ben Yishai? It would seem that even though we have the title at the very end, Melech Yisrael, that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to go on the name which immediately precedes it. It could be that it goes back on the person at the beginning. We say in Davening, no, David ben Yishai Abdecho Meshichecho. Similar. Who was the Abdecho Meshichecho? Yishai or David? It's David. Even though we say at the end, it goes back to the beginning. Another one, he says, the Pasukim Ba'aloyscha, Choyvav ben Ru'uel Choysein Moshe. Now, if you look in Shoftim, who was the Choysein Moshe? The father-in-law of Moshe was Yisroi. Yisroi, one of his names was Choyvav. So Choyvav ben Ru'uel, Choysein Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe. Who was the father-in-law of Moshe? Choyvav Ru'uel. Choyvav was the father-in-law of Moshe, not Ru'uel. And nevertheless, it doesn't say Choyvav Choysein Moshe ben Ru'uel. It's happy to say, the Pasuk is happy to say, Choysein ben Ru'uel, Choysein Moshe. So again, you see that even though the title is at the end, it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes on the name which immediately precedes it.
Sorry? Are there any
the other way around? Oh, we'll have to see. He also quotes the Tosfos in Yuma, Tosfos in Yuma Daf Tes, where the Gemara talks about the in Bayis Rishon there was only 8 or 18 Kohanim. We don't have a fascinating Gemara. The Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni had stood for almost identical years, 410 years, 420 years. In the first Bayis, the 410 years was covered by 8 or perhaps 18 Kohanim Gedolim. Whereas Bayis Sheni, there was more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim because there was such a Shoim that basically every year was a new one. And the Gemara lists, and the Sheni, they list who are the 8 or 18 Kohanim Gedolim in Bayis Rishon. One of them is the Yehoshua ben Yehoshadok Kohen Gadol. And there seems to be a discussion who was the Kohen Gadol, Yehoshua or Yehoshadok. But again, let's leave that one by the side. There seem to be indications that even though the Kohen Gadol or the Choysen Moshe, Abdecho Meshichecho, Melech Yisrael, whatever the title we're referring to, even though it's at the end, it could nevertheless go on the son. So that seems to be our first Marim Mokum. This discussion which we're having, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, is the Kohen Gadol going back on Matisyahu, or is the Kohen Gadol referring to Yochanan, seems to perhaps be Tola, seems to depend on this machlokes which we have, Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, is the Shlita going on the Yosef, or is it going on the Shimon? And we bought the Rashba, the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, the Shach, seems to be a big machlokes. A similar discussion, moving over from Choshen Mishpat to Evan HaEzer, a similar discussion in Hilchas Gittin. Says there as follows. In a get, again, we're talking, there are no surnames. We have to know which person, which man, which woman are actually getting divorced. Sometimes you can have a person who's not known by his Shem Kodesh. He's not known by his Yiddish name. Right. He has what, perhaps a loose translation is a nickname or a common name which people call him by. And very often we have to write it in the shtar to know exactly who we're talking about. Because if you would say, Yukasiel Yeshua ben so-and-so, no one knows him as Yukasiel Yeshua, no one would know who the get is referring to. So you write in Hamuchunah, who is known as so-and-so, who is known as Jack. The question is as follows. You have this Yukasiel ben Yeshua, who's called Jack. What do you write in the shtar? Do you write in the shtar, Yukasiel ben Yeshua Hamuchunah Jack? Or do you say, Yukasiel Hamachuna Jack ben Yeshua? Says the Rimor, Evan has a simon kufchov tes. He's talking about this halacha, you have to write in the get, you have to write Hamachuna, the name he's known by. If they both have, both the father and the son have the same name, they're both called Jack, Jack Senior and Jack Junior, so you have to write Hamachuna by both of them. Aval, says the Rimor, this is the line which is important to us. Aval, Ima kinoi leben lechud. The son is the one who's known as Jack, not the father. Yichtoiv hakinoi, you have to write this hamachuna, koidem sheyazke shem ho'av. You have to write Yukasiel hamachuna Jack, ben Yeshua. V'im kosvei levasoif, and if you wrote it at the end, Yukasiel ben Yeshua, hamachuna Jack, who is known as Jack, possible. Says the Rambam, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because if you say Yukasiel ben Yeshua hamachuna Jack, it would seem to imply that who's the one who's known as Jack? Yeshua, the father. And that's incorrect. We're talking about that the person who's divorcing his wife, the Yukasiel, the son, he's the one who's a Mechuna Jack. Says the Ramah, it has to be, you have to be marked, but you have to make sure to add in this HaMechuna Jack before the father's name, rather than at the end. This would seem to be the Ramah Lishitasai. Like the Ramah there in Chosh Mishpat, which we previously mentioned, said that Yosef bin Shimon Shlita. Says the Ramah, Shlita refers to the father. Because if Shlita would be going on the son, then you should have written Yosef Shlita ben Shimon. If it's going on the son, then this title should be written between the son's name and the father's name. The same thing here, the Ramah Evan Ezra, when it comes to Cheskitin, this nickname, this common name, Hamachuna Jack, if it's going on the son, should be written between the son's name and the father's name, rather than at the end. If it's written at the end, says the Ramah, the get is possible. Because it would imply that the Hamachuna Jack is going on the father, not on the son. So again, it seems to be the same discussion, both in Chosh Mishpat and in Evan Ezer. Whenever I have a name, so-and-so, Pliny ben so-and-so, and I've added on something at the end, be it Shlita, be it Hamachuna so-and-so, be it Melech Yisrael, be it Chosein Moshe, does that title refer to the father's name which immediately precedes it, or can we say it's going back on the son's name? It would seem to imply, it would seem to come out, that our Shaila will depend on this Machlokes. B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So who was the Kohen Gadol? That was the question we started with. Was it Matisyahu or was it Yochanan? Well, according to the Ramah seems to say that whenever the title is going on the son, it has to be written between the son's name and the father's name. And if it's written at the end, then it has to be that this title is going on the father. If so, according to the Ramah, the words Kohen Gadol will refer to Yochanan, not to Matisyahu. And the correct place to put the comma would be B'mei Matisyahu, comma, Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. However, according to the Cholkin, according to the Beis Yosef and his camp, they want to say that even though it says at the end, it's nevertheless we're talking about the subject. Who are we talking about here? Yosef and Shimon, who's the person divorcing Yosef? Yukasiel ben Yeshua, who's the person we're referring to? Who's the subject of the shtar? Yukasiel. Same thing here. Who are we talking about, Alanisim? We're not talking about Yochanan. We're talking about Matisyahu. For identity's sake, identification's sake, we're adding in who was this Matisyahu ben Yochanan. If so, according to Beis Yosef, the words at the end, Kohen Gadol, could very well be going back on Matisyahu and not on Yochanan. So it seems to be this shaila, where to put the comma. Whether the words Kohen Gadol are going on Matzio or Yerochanan would depend on this machlokes. This Rimoin Hilchas Gittin, which I told you, there's a Chasam Sefer by the side. Beginning Chasam Sefer. And in Chasam Sefer he says as follows, Ein Ramban Pashas Noyach. Tzorech in Gadol Mimashikosav Ramban Pashas Noyach. The Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Ulishem, the children of Noach, Ulishem Yulad Gamhu, Shem also had children, Avi called Bnei Eva, Achi Yefes Hagodol. Three easy words to translate, but very, very complicated words to translate. Shem, Noach had a son Shem, Shem Chaman Yofes, and when the Pasuk is referring to Shem, Ulishem Yulad Gamhu, Achi Yefes Hagodol. Now there are two ways to translate these three words. Do you say, Achi Yefes, that Shem was the brother of Yefes, Hagodol, he, Shem, was the older one. Or, Achi, the brother of Yefes, Hagodol, Yefes, the older one. In other words, a similar shaila. Does the word Hagodol refer to Shem, who is the subject of the Pasuk? Or does it refer to the name Yefes, who just precedes this word Hagodol? Ulashem, Yulad Gamhu, Achi Yefes, Hagodol. Is it Achi Yefes, he is the brother of Yefes, Hagodol, and he is the Godol? Or Achi, he is the brother of Yefes Hagodol. Says the Ramban. V'anira Eli, the Ramban in Parashas Noach, that the word Hagodol is going on Shem. V'anira Eli, she Hagodol toya l'shem. Lo'ima shehu ha'ach Hagodol shel Yefes. That Shem was an older brother than Yefes. The fact that the Gemara seems to say clearly that Yefes is older than Shem is not our topic. The Ramban says when he's learning this pasuk that the word Hagodol is going back on Shem. Why? Because the subject of the pasuk is Shem. And the Ramban makes a general rule out of it. V'chein b'chol mokoyim. In all over, says the Ramban, Toya, the title, Lumadubaboy. If the Toya, the pasuk, whatever it is, says a title, the title refers to the subject of conversation. Kagoyim. Yeshayo ben Omitz HaNovi. Who was the Novi? Yeshayo Omitz. Yeshayo was the Novi. Choyvav ben Uel HaMidyoni Choysin Moshe. We mentioned that one before. Samban says a klal over here. That whenever the Pasuk says a title, it's referring to the person, the subject matter. So when the Pasuk says, L'shem Yulad Gamhu, who are we talking about in this Pasuk? Who's the subject matter in this Pasuk? Shem. We're talking about the descendants of Shem. Therefore, if it says, Achi Yefes HaGodol, the word Hagodol, which is a title, has to be referring to Shem, which is the subject. And the comma will have to be Achi Yefes comma, that Shem was the brother. Yefes Hagodol, and Shem was the Godol. And the Ramban makes the rule out of it. That whenever there's a title, it's referring to the subject matter. Ask the Chasam Sefer, this seems to be a head-on collision with our Ramah. The Ramah said in Hilchas Gittin, if you write Yukasiel al ben Yeshua, Hamachuna Jack, then the get is possible. Because it would seem to imply that Hamachuna Jack is going on the father, whereas in truth it's going on the son. One second, the Ramban just told me that whenever we have a title, be it Shlita, be it Chosin Moshe, be it Hagol, whatever title you're referring to, the title always refers to the person we're referring to. This get, who's giving the get? Yukasiel Yeshua. It says that Yukasiel ben Yeshua is giving the get. So the person giving the get is Yukasiel. So if it now adds on, Hamuchuna Jack, even if it's written at the end, the get shouldn't be possible. Because we should explain that the words Hamachuna Jack are going back on the son, not on the father. So the Chasam Sefer asks that our Ramah seems to be a head-on collision, direct contradiction to the Ramban. However, says the Chasam Sefer, something fascinating. Even though the Ramah doesn't fit with the Ramban, I do have a bit of a smach to the Ramah. And listen to this. V'hinei, Matzinu, we find in Chazal, Eloshin Yehuda Maccabi. Chazal never told us what Maccabi stands for. We all learned in school. Mikom Moich Obeidim Hashem. It's true. Maccabi, Mikom Moich Obeidim Hashem. Boch Kvayd Hashem Imkoimoi. Whatever you want. The Ramban's got a different... The Chasam Sefer story has a different theory what Maccabi stands for. V'hinei Matzino Yehuda Maccabi. Shenirili. Shehu HaShetevis Matisyohu Koyen Ben Yochanan. If that's true, says the Chasam Sefer, Matisyo Koyen Ben Yochanan, why did he not say Matisyo Ben Yochanan Koyen? Obviously, because we want the word Koyen to be referring to Matisyo. And if we would have written Matisyo Ben Yochanan Koyen, then we would have explained that Kohen is going on the Yochanan. And that's why we have to say Matisyol Kohen ben Yochanan, in order to make sure that you understand that the word Kohen is going on Matisyol. This, says the Chasam Sefer, seems to indicate that the Rambam is correct, that if it has Kohen at the end, it would be going on the father. And that's why we had to insist that the Chof of the Maccabee comes before Yochanan, in order that we should understand and translate it correctly, that Kohen is going on the son, not on the father. So says the Chasam Sefer, although I have a Ramban ala Toya, which seems to contradict the Rambam, however, I do have a bit of a smach in Chazal, that perhaps the Rambam is correct, that if we want the title to be going on the son, we have to write it between the son and the father's name, like Matisyahu Kohen ben Yochanan. Because if we would write it at the end, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen, then even though the subject matter is Matisyahu, we would still say that the title is going on Yochanan. If that's true, then perhaps the Rambam is correct, that whenever the title is written at the end, it has to be going on the father. And if so, back to Allah Nissim, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Godel, the words Kohen Godel will have to be going on Yochanan and not on Matisyahu. So it seems to be a little bit unclear. You wanted to know before, why can we not prove it? Why is it not a conclusive proof from David Melech Yisrael, David Ben Isha Melech Yisrael, Chayvev Ben Uruel, Chayson Moshe, Nechassim Sefer, in the other Shulchan Aruch, which we quoted in Chayson Mishpat, he says a theory, perhaps we can differentiate, when grammatically it sounds much less clumsy if you have the Shlita or the Melech Yisrael at the end. It sounds much better to say David Ben Ishai Melech Yisrael than David Melech Yisrael Ben Ishai. Therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, perhaps we can say such a theory. Whenever there's no room for confusion, whenever no one will make a mistake, then we prefer to put the title at the end. David Ben Ishai Melech Yisrael, no one will think that Ishai was Melech Yisrael. We know from that, Ishai wasn't Melech Yisrael. David was Melech Yisrael. Whenever there's no room for mistake, then we'll write at the end, Chayvev ben Uruel Chayse Moshe. Everyone knows that Chayvev of Yisrael was the father-in-law of Moshe, not Uruel. So we can write it at the end. However, whenever it's not clear, then we have to be makpid to write it between the names. Yosef ben Shimon Shlita, and there's two Yosef ben Shimons in town. It's not clear, it's not obvious to everyone who's it's going on, who's alive and who's not. Then perhaps we would have to write it between the son's and the father's name. So perhaps we can play around and disprove some of the proofs which were previously quoted with this theory of the Chasam Sefer. But Al Kolponim, where we're holding right now is that, again, we seem to have this machlokes. Whenever you've got a title at the end, is it going on the son's name or is it the father's name? Nafkamina to our Shaila, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Godel, is Kohen Godel going on Matisyahu, and is Kohen Godel going on Yochanan? And we're holding it 5-9 and we still haven't come to some conclusive proof. The truth is, that's it, often a Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, when the Gemara is going through that, Rebbeinu Shem was mavtiach us, even in Golus, lo ma'astim lo ga'altim lecha lo yisom. I'll never get rid of you completely. I'll always watch you. I'll always look after you. Says the Gemara like this: lo ma'astim bimei kastim. In the times of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, says Rebbeinu Shem, I'll look after you. V'lo ga'altim bimei yivonim. I look after you in the days of Yivonim. Listen to the Lashon Gemara. Shehimadti lohem Shimon HaTzadik v'chashmenoi ubonov u'matisyahu kohen gadol lechaloisam. Lo yigalti bimei Yivonim. I'll give you some saviors in the form of chashmenoi, Shimon HaTzadik, matisyahu kohen gadol. So we seem to have a clear Gemara that matisyahu was a kohen gadol. That was fine till last night. Because last night I opened the new Gemaras, the Oiz V'Hodah, and there's a note at the side. And at the side it says, look in Ein Yaakov, slightly different Gersa, not Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, Matisyahu Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So our clear Gemara that Matisyahu was a Kohen Gadol, according to the Gersa of Ein Yaakov, Ksav Yads, etc., the Gemara doesn't exist. The truth is, there is a Targum in Shia Shirim, Perek Vav, Posek Zayin, who also called Matisyahu Kahan or Rabba. So it would seem that Matisyahu perhaps was a Kohen Gadol. It wasn't just Yochanan, perhaps Matisyahu was a Kohen Gadol. I saw a very interesting proof. One of the pre-war Gadolim brought a very interesting proof. A Kohen Gadol had to live in Yerushalayim. Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. V'yiyeh beisei b'Yerushalayim ve'eino izoz mishom. A Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. Now we know that Matisyahu lived in Modi'in. Rashi and Kiddushin, other Mekos and Chazal, they lived in Modi'in. If Matisyo was a Kohen Gadol, how come he wasn't living in Yerushalayim? L'chaya, it has to be that Yochanan was the Kohen Gadol, and Matisyo wasn't a Kohen Gadol, and that's why Matisyo could live in Modi'in. And therefore, there are those who want to bring a conclusive proof that it cannot be that Matisyo was the Kohen Gadol, only Yochanan was the Kohen Gadol, because otherwise, how did he live in Modi'in? The answer to that raya is the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Vav says as follows. This Rambam, that Kohen Gadol has to live in Modi'in, it has to live in Yerushalayim. Where's the Makor? Why does he have to live in Yerushalayim? Says the Minchas Chinuch, a brilliant, he says he brings from one of his Talmidim. One of my Talmidim was Machadish to me, a Hezba, and I think it's brilliant, he says. In the truth, there's no din that Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. No boss. A Kohen Gadol has to be Makriv, a Korban every day. And we know that whoever brings a Korban has to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim, there's a Mitzvah Slino. So because he brings a Korban every day, and someone who brings a Korban has to sleep overnight, so automatically his house has to be in Yerushalayim. But there's no real din that he has to live in Yerushalayim. That being the case, what happens if we're at a time period in history where the Kohen Gadol didn't bring a Korban every day? In other words, in the time of the Yevonim, where the Yevonim were Matam of the Mizbeach, and the Kohen Gadol, it could be he was a Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't bringing a Korban. If he wasn't bringing Korban, then he could leave Yerushalayim. There's no din really he has to live in Yerushalayim. He just by default has to live in Yerushalayim because he's bought Korban. If he didn't bring Korban, he can move to Modi'in. So that raya is not a raya. Perhaps the reason why, perhaps Matisyahu was a Kohen Gadol. Why was he in Modi'in, not in Yerushalayim? Because he wasn't being Makif Korbanos. Alternatively, he lived in Yerushalayim, and because Mishum Gezeres HaMalchus, the Yevonim were after him, so he escaped. He ran to Modi'in. So that proof is lechayra not conclusive. However, those who say that it is a conclusive proof, and Matisyahu was not a Kohen Gadol, what did they do with the Gemara Megillah? The Gemara Megillah says clearly he was a Kohen Gadol. I know we quoted before that Noiz V'Hodda, they say in Ein Yaakov, has a different Gersa. But our Gersa in the Gemara is Matisyahu a Kohen Gadol. There's a Targum in Shashirim, which we said before, Matisyahu Kano Rabba. A very interesting theory, which we'll finish with. There is this Sefer, I think it was called Shalos Tshuvos Avnei Chefetz, if I remember correctly. This is a very interesting theory. If you look in the Targum Unklus, at the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. Hu Nadav Naviu. Listen to the Loshon Targum. Umalel Hashem Moshe, Rebbein Hashem spoke to Moshe, Bosa Demisu Train Bnei Aaron, after the two sons of Aaron died, Kanayo Rav Revayo, Koyanim Gedoylim. Now that's certain, that's definite, Nadav Naviu were not Koyanim Gedoylim. And nevertheless, the Targum was happy to say, Kanayo Rav Revayo. Similarly, the first Targum, the first Pasuk in Eicho, Oma Yumio Nevio, Yumio Novi wrote Eicho, Oma Yumio Nevio, Kahano Rabba, the Kohen Gadol. Yumio mina Kohenim Ashe Ba'anosis, he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. So we seem to find the words Kohen Gadol, not a Vaviu, Yumio, he says as follows. Although Kohen Gadol normally means Kohen Gadol, sometimes Kohen Gadol could just be translated as a great Kohen. Mishum is Hashivas, we call him a Kohen Gadol, even though he's not in truth a Kohen Gadol. When it says, but it's trained by now, not of Aviyu, Karnaya of Avaya, we know, Bekoyve HaKodesh, not of Aviyu, on a Gvisa Madre, on a high Madre, the Moshe Aaron, that's why the Targum calls him Karnaya of Avaya. It could be that even though the Gemara does call Matisyahu a Kohen Gadol, the Gemara in Megillah which we mentioned, Matisyahu a Kohen Gadol, and Targum calls him Kohen Gadol, that doesn't necessarily mean he was a Kohen Gadol, it could just mean that he was a Chosh of a Kohen. And if you look in the Siddur, Oitzat Tfilis, in the Purushim at the bottom, Ein Yaakov, on our Alanissim, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, he says as follows. Umatisyahu benoi loi hoyo Kohen Gadol. Kiim Kohen, Nichbad, Baal, Ba'amor, Ba'tzadikabe. He was God, Chosh of a Kohen. He was the one who stood up, Mil Hashem Elai. So that's why we call him Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, whereas in truth he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. Klal Yisrael are called Goy Gadol in the Torah. Doesn't mean we're the biggest nation, it means Mitam Chashivas. So it comes out that our Shaila, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, it could be, it depends on the Machlokes, Beis Yosef, Rashba, Shach, Ramah, etc. When I've got a title at the end, Shlita, is it going on the father, is it going on the son? We found in Hilchas Gittin in the same discussion, we found Kama V'Kama Raias across the Torah, Achi Yefes HaGadol, the Ramban's Achi Yefes HaGadol, Maccabi, the Chasam Sofer says, Matisyahu Kohen ben Yochanan, we seem to have indications one way or the other, these words, Matisyahu Kohen, Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, was Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, was it only Yochanan? And if you're going to bring me a conclusive proof from the Gemara, where the Gemara calls him Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, number one, that might be the incorrect Gersa. Number two, we have a new theory, that although it says Kohen Gadol, it doesn't mean Kohen Gadol, it means a God, a Chosh of a Kohen, a very special Kohen, someone who stood up, the Kaddish Shem Shomayim. So, As of yet, we don't have any conclusive proof. And Baruch Hashem, we have 8 days of Chanukah, many, many chances to have put the commas in different places, or at least to know the Shaila, who exactly was the Kohen Gadol, and perhaps we'll have to leave it without a clear, conclusive decision.